Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, right now, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers, Ford, built for Texas, built for you. We bring on Dallas Cowboys COO Stephen Jones. Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So yesterday after the game, DeMarcus Lawrence said that we've got so much talent defensively, but also said he felt like the defense was playing soft and has to hold themselves to a higher standard. Do you feel like this defense has a lot of talent, and do you think thus far they have been playing soft?
Yeah, I just think we're just not executing. And, we've just got a big challenge in front of us. I think Coach McCarthy said it best. Right now, the football we're playing is not winning football, and there's a pattern to it. We're losing the turnover battle. I think we're negative seven for the year. We're starting slow. I think we've only had the lead for like 15 minutes out of 240 minutes. We're not stopping the run. And that's just a bad recipe. We're losing the time of possession. And, we just got a lot of work to do here. I think we do have a talented team, but that doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you're a good team. But I do think we, have the right players out there. I think we've got a great group of guys. One of the best redeeming qualities of this team right now is that, they'll fight you to the end. And they don't give up. But, we've just got to execute better. I know we're moving the ball on offense, but the turnovers are killing us. And we're not creating turnovers on defense. So, this team just has a lot of work to do.
In terms of the slow starts, obviously the defense gets picked on. But do you also feel like offensively with the turnovers that you referenced that the offense has been starting slow in these games?
Absolutely. I mean, we're two games in a row where we turn the ball over back-to-back plays. That's just not a recipe to win. We all know when you lose the turnover battle in this league, you're going to lose the game 90% of the time, and we're negative seven for the year. So, as Coach McCarthy said, this is, it's one thing to say you had a bad game. This is a pattern. I mean, this is the type of football we're playing right now. And it's not winning football, and we have a challenge in front of us to go to work every day and get better.
So, Stephen, speaking of kind of the talent on defense, Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman, was breaking some film down of the game and showing how the Cleveland Browns were dominating the defensive tackles and getting them 2 to 5 yards pushed back by the time that whoever it was, Chubb or Hunt or whoever it was, getting to the line of scrimmage. And do you believe those guys are capable of holding their ground, or they're just not talented enough?
I believe they're very capable. I just think it's getting the technique right, getting what we want them to accomplish. We've seen all these players do it, whether it's Woods, whether it's Poe, whether it's Tristan Hill. By the way, I think Tristan's playing, of the group, he's playing really good football right now. But, it's just we've got to go to work. I mean, there's no excuses to be had here. We're not playing winter football, and we have to be better.
Is it tough for Jalen Smith to be successful? Is it just the defensive tackles getting pushed back into his lap that is having him off to such a tough start?
Yeah, I just think all the way around, when you're playing the type of football we're playing right now, there's no need to point a finger at any one thing. We've all got to be better.
Are you, Stephen, unhappy enough to make any drastic changes either in personnel or with coaching right now?
We just have to be better. We've got to go to work. Now's not the time to think about things like that. We have to be better. We've got to go to work. We've got to bring in lunch bucket. And I'm very convicted about this staff. I'm very convicted about this team. But right now we're not playing winning football.
Can you tell us more about what you just said? Because I think all of our fan base and we're all super intrigued by that point. Yeah. What is it that has you convicted about these guys, these men, this organization, and this team in particular?
Well, in particular, we've had a lot of these guys we've had, and they're here because they play hard. They work hard. They're the right type of guy, if you will. And so, you know, believe in this group. I mean, they're fighters. A lot of teams would have not finished. And, you know, this team's finished and gave themselves a chance to win on every one of these games in spite of the turnovers, in spite of some of the things we're doing. This is a new staff. It can take time. It's no excuse. There's a lot of new staffs in this league that come in and, are winning games, and we can do the same thing. But I believe in our staff, and I believe in our players.
Has Coach McCarthy kind of expressed to you, you know, obviously his frustrations too, but like his plan to get them out of this? Because obviously, you know, you brought this up last year that the head coach you wanted to hire, you wanted a guy that kind of established some fear around here. And I'm just not quite sure how a coach can do that in these instances. But I don't know, you know, all the useful tactics to establish a little more fear, sure, to get these guys to play that way.
Well, Mike's got a proven track record, and certainly he's owning this. He said it starts at the top with the leadership. And, I don't think this team's playing with much confidence right now. He'll be the first to say that that's on him and his mind. And I think he's got a great message, and understand completely. We deserve all the criticism we're getting. But we believe we have a really good football team. We're convicted in this team. We believe we have really good football players, and I believe we've got a really good staff too. So understand completely. You are going to continue to ask these questions, deservedly so, but I've got the same answers.
Is there anything that can be done to help build up the confidence prior to the game? Because I get once you do in the game, that builds up your confidence. Is there anything that can be done to like kind of help along the week with building back up a confidence when you've had some rough games?
Absolutely. I mean, I think Mike believes he can do it in spades. He's done it before. He feels very confident that this group, he can get this group confident. They've just got to be confident in what they're doing. They got to be confident when they're stepping out on the field that they're going to make plays, that we're going to get off to good starts. And, there was a little sign of that early, but then we shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. We were rolling pretty good up 14-7. And then, you know, we did what you can't do in this game, which is turn the ball over on two consecutive plays and go from being up 7 to down 7 and lost the momentum.
Well, Steven, one of the major positives for Cowboy fans has so far been the play of CeeDee Lamb. He gets 2 touchdowns yesterday. Can you talk about the continued improvement of your number one pick?
Well, he's just doing a great job, but it's, part of the issue here is, we are having to play from behind, and, you know, we're having to throw the ball pretty much every play when you get yourself in a hole like we did yesterday, the week before against the Falcons. You know, we're creating tough situations for ourselves. But CD and the group, Dak's got so much grit. But in terms of his leadership, I know he'd give – everybody's talking about how many yards he's passed for. He'd give those up in a heartbeat for the wins. And so we just got to go back to work. We understand that people are going to have criticism and have their doubts, but we've got to do our job.
Yesterday, Darryl Johnston, they were talking about in the third quarter as the game was getting out of hand about how much you guys ran the ball from 2016 when Zeke joined the team to how much you're running the ball in 2020. Is that just because you've gone from kind of top to bottom? Is that just because you guys are down by so many points that you're not really able to run the ball much in the second half?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is a product. I know Mike would like to be, like this to be a 50-50 type deal. He understands we can run the ball well when we're in good situations, and we've got a great back, we've got a good offensive line, and we just got to get out here and go to work and go to practice every day and get better.
We heard reports over the weekend. I was wondering if you could confirm that the team will in fact be without Lyle Collins for the rest of the season due to surgery.
Certainly we're concerned. And not going to confirm anything until everything's on the books, but certainly he's having a big challenge with his hip, and It's not getting a lot better, and we're having to look at all options at this point.
If that is the case, whatever is the case, are you, when we talked with Jerry a couple weeks ago, he said there was a conditioning issue with Lyle. Is that frustrating to you then, that if any of these injuries might have been a result of being out of shape?
You know, I think anytime you don't have an off-season program, you know, the whole league is having injury situations. And I think anytime you don't have these players in a competitive off-season program, you know, you're going to have those situations where, you know, guys aren't in tip-top shape. We knew that. That's why we had such a big acclimation period. That's why we did away with preseason. We knew there was a challenge to get these players in our buildings, get them in a competitive situation to get in shape, and certainly that's been a challenge. Part of Lyle's issue is he hadn't been able to because of his issue with his hip. So Lyle's been a warrior for us. He's one of the toughest guys we have in that room, and I know if that's the way we have to go, then we'll go that way, and he'll respond well, and he'll be back. But you know, he's a great competitor, and no way am I critical of him in terms of the work that he's put in.
Steven, with the Cowboys, you got three straight home games here. The attendance, are y'all testing this a little more as you go each week and trying to add a few more people or a few thousand more people into the stadium?
Yeah, we just want to do this very safely and have people then observe. And if we feel like there's room for a little more, then we'll do it. But at the same time, the number one priority for us is safety. Safety of our players, safety of our staff, safety of our fans. It's safety of our employees. Safety is first and foremost. So, you know, I don't see anything changing drastically right now, but we'll just kind of see how this evolves. I don't think anyone has a crystal ball in terms of, you know, what the virus has in store for how we're gonna have people at our stadiums and work like that.
Steven, early in the Major League Baseball season, the Marlins screwed up and then the Cardinals screwed up, and it kind of scared everybody into really making sure they're doing everything possible. Do you feel like right now, by a few teams getting you know, quite a bit of an outbreak, that this is the scare that NFL teams and players needed to make sure the season continues?
Well, I don't think you can ever let your guard down. And certainly this brings it to the forefront of how fragile this is in terms of, you know, when the virus is obviously contagious. So it's very important that we adhere to the protocols. I think our league's done a great job of putting the proper protocols in place, making it a safe environment for our players to work in. And when you see it have its challenges, then it certainly brings it to the forefront. Certainly we're bringing it to the forefront with our players, our staff, our organization. And it is certainly a reminder of, you know, how fast it can turn on you. So we will continue to be diligent. I don't think you can ever be diligent enough, but we'll continue to follow all the protocols and do everything we can to make our place safe.
Now, Steven, the last thing I got for you is, earlier in the interview, I know you said we have questions that we need to ask, and sometimes we have this back and forth, but I would be curious, just directly to the Cowboys Nation, to Cowboys fans, what would you like to say to them, especially this morning, knowing that so many of them are frustrated? What would you say to the fan base right now?
I just think that we're not as far away as it seems, but we do have a lot of work to do, and we're very confident in this football team in spite of what we've seen in the first four games. We really believe we've got a great head coach, a great staff, and a great group of players that'll get the job done. And like I said, the one redeeming quality that does show week in and week out is, in spite of the holes we seem to be digging ourselves, we put ourselves with the chance to win the game at the end of these games when you wouldn't think we'd have a chance. So these guys will fight. We've just got to get, we've got to get off to better starts, and we certainly got to protect the ball, and we also got to create turnovers. That's something Mike stresses. We're not getting the job done for whatever that reason is, and I can assure you this, Mike will have them hard at work.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you jumping on with us every single Monday. Thank you very much, sir.
Absolutely, guys. Appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.